This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It now gives us great pleasure to speak to one of the great female voices of Australia. Now, this young lady has the power to make absolutely everybody shine, and did so with her first album, becoming the first Australian female to reach number one on the national ARIA charts with her debut album. She's been hiding for a little while, and I thought she may be living in a tent by the sea or vanished into a puff of steam. But every time I closed my eyes, I knew she would get here and turn to me by my side. Now proving that she is perfect and that heroes live for ever, she's back with a new album, and I definitely recommend you have a look, as it may inspire you to do some of the simple things, like come over to my house and show a little love and kiss your mama. I better stop rambling and just start it. Vanessa Amorosi was going to be joining us in the studio, but she's stuck on a freeway somewhere. Vanessa, how are you?
Oh, frustrated.
can you give us
always on a freeway?
Can you give us a traffic report?
Just don't go anywhere near those roads. I like to be on the southeastern freeway, and that thing never moves.
No, it doesn't.
So just avoid living anywhere out there.
Okay.
So, Vanessa, how have you been?
Awesome, really. I've had a really great year and a lot of fun, so life is good.
Life is good. The new album's going very well. You went platinum with Perfect.
I know. It's been awesome. I mean, I was very scared in the beginning because I had been away for such a long time, and to get a second chance at the industry is very unheard of and a hard thing to do. So I'm really rapt that everybody's welcomed me back, and it's been a great year for it.
Now, the ARIAs were on Sunday, Vanessa. You actually attended.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that nice outfit you had. What's the preparation behind getting ready for the ARIAs?
Not enough on my behalf. I've been touring, so I actually flew in from Queensland that day. We had a gig that night, and I had 3 or 4 outfits that I thought, oh, okay, maybe they can work. And the whole 3 of them I hated. So I was running late, of course, because I'm always running late. And I put on one outfit, like, no, I can't wear that. Next one, no, I can't wear that. Ended up wearing someone else's outfit. Just as I walked out the door, I hit the red carpet and didn't even know what I was wearing. So I was hit with a question, who are you wearing tonight? I was like, someone check my tag.
Oh, no. And how was it actually, have you got any inside gossip from the ARIAs this year? Did you see anything that we didn't see on TV?
Not too much. There's not that much goss, really.
Yeah, well,
no.
Vanessa, I have to ask you, Ruby Rose attended the ARIAs. Now,
yeah.
She's been doing this with a lot of people, so I'm just going to ask you, did you make out with her?
No.
Yeah, she's busy.
Why does she make out with everybody, does she?
No, she makes out with a lot of girls. I thought, oh, maybe Vanessa and Marissa joined the party, but obviously not.
No. I met Ruby on the red carpet, so I had a big long chat to her. She's a gorgeous-looking girl in real life, too. She's even better looking in real life than she is on TV.
Yeah, she's a very
attractive
girl.
Which is a hard thing to do because she's very pretty, but, yeah, no making out with girls, sorry. My boy would probably be upset with that.
He might like it. You never know.
He gets fairly jealous, actually.
Oh, okay. And did you go to an after party?
Yes, I went to the Universal after party.
And did you you behaved yourself, didn't you, Vanessa?
I did, because I had to work the next day. I had a 6 o'clock flight out of Sydney the next day. So I was behaving myself, but I tell you what, the people that I work with weren't. And it was very, very funny. A certain person I'm actually driving with at the moment that does a lot of work with me, yeah, he was in fine form. He's sort of hiding in the car now.
Now, Vanessa, I read somewhere that you did a little stint of training with the Army.
Yeah, I did the 48-day training. I was going to join, but then my single sort of took off.
Really?
At that point.
Do you reckon you'd ever consider going back to the Army?
No. I think I'm sort of past that. It was more because I was already signed up at a young age, and I had the album ready to go, but I had so many knockbacks, and people didn't get the song, so I couldn't get it on radio, and it was all this struggle in the beginning. So at 16, I went, well, stuff it then. If I can't succeed with what I've already been doing since 12, then I need to think about my other options. And that's when the Army came in, and I thought, well, maybe I can drive trucks and be an engineer and disarm and metal bombs and things like that, because all of my mum's side of the family are all in the army. So I started to look at that option. But then by miracle, the song just started getting played and things took off from there for music.
And have you ever sung for troops?
Yeah, many times up in Darwin and around Alice Springs, and I had great experiences on the actual base doing shows.
Yeah, that must be awesome, I'd say.
So it's great.
So you've been also touring around at the moment. Where have you been?
We did Brisbane, because now we've got a lot of the festival things that are going on, so it's like, you know, the food and wine vibe and Day on the Greens and things like that. So it's awesome, actually. It's like everybody starts to wake up and want to party because the sun comes out.
They do, don't they? I've noticed that.
Yes,
and
love it.
And when you finish your touring, have we got a third album on the way or another album on the way?
Yes, I've already got a heap of songs for it, but I'm so picky on it. I think great songs are really hard to write, and they're not the first thing that comes out. So I'm going to continue writing until I think I've hit something that's worth getting out there and that people will want to listen to. So
are we going to have to wait another 8 years or so for another album?
Well, unless I have any other dramas go on like back then, no, hopefully.
Beautiful. Now, Vanessa, we've got a bit of a quiz for you this morning. We're going to see if we can test you. We've got some questions for you, but you can't just answer them any which way you want. Actually, you have to use one of your song titles to answer questions, okay?
All right.
Now, our first question for you.
Okay, how many people in the world would you say are gay?
Do I have to use my title?
Yeah,
right?
Use one of your titles, yep.
Okay, well, 19... None of them are going to make sense.
I disagree. I think there's one that would make sense.
Yes.
We believe that absolutely everybody in the world is gay, Vanessa.
Okay, all right.
And now, Vanessa, when you forget to pay your bills, what do you lose?
I suck at this game.
One of your services, your essential services, might get cut off.
You won't be able to cook anything. You won't be able to wash anything. You won't be able to watch any TV.
Because you won't have any
power.
Yay!
I'm a bit slime.
It is the morning.
Well, Adam's got a hard one for you next.
What does the sun do?
Oh, it shines. It's lucky you gave me a little hint just there.
Yeah, what does the shine do? Okay, and what do you never want to see your friends doing?
Oh.
This is a toughie.
Oh, I'm just so horrible at this game.
That's all right. You never want to see him kiss your mama, do you?
Probably not.
Okay, Vanessa, complete this sentence for me. The best things in life are...
Does it have to be another one of my titles?
You betcha.
Oh, damn it. The best things in life are perfect?
No.
We'll give you half a point for that one.
The simple things.
Simple things in life that are often the best.
I tell you what, this game is really showing my intelligence right now.
Okay, well, you might lose use the first answer you had for that question for this one. One word to describe the Hump Day crew.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, Vanessa, thank you very much for taking the time to chat to us this morning. Good luck on
thank
the freeways.
You guys.
We might have
Sorry
to call
about
you back.
That. I'll have to make it up for you next time.
Exactly.
I'll come in here with some balloons and clowns.
We'll hold you to that. There's enough balloons and clowns in here already, though, unfortunately.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
See you, Vanessa.
Thank you very much. That's Vanessa Emma Rossi, stuck on a freeway somewhere in Melbourne. Gotta love traffic.
I know. Gotta love.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.